store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back at Bomber Gymnasium as we get ready to get this one underway. It's Mountain Home and Jacksonville. Bombers in the white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim here this evening. The Titans of Jacksonville, and I'm sure I'm going to call them the Red Devils somewhere along the way. They were the Red Devils forever. After they merged with North Pulaski, they became the Titans. Titans in the red uniforms, white numerals, and the gold trim. Mountain Home wins the tip. Bombers with the basketball operating right to left in this first half of action. Benton looks inside. Waymeyer, left-handed shot, won't go. Rebound underneath to the Titans. That's Hawkins underneath that has it for Jacksonville. Davis, the senior point guard, quickly into the front court now for Jacksonville. Takes it to the left, penetrates, kicks a left side. A three by Kendrick is good. 3-0. Jacksonville strikes first, 7:24 left opening period. Right side, pass deflected, out of bounds, stays with Mountain Home. 7:17 left opening period. Bombers have it on the far sideline to inbound. Benton comes to get it. They'll get the offense set up now, their second possession of the night. High post goes to Dichi, back to Benton. Left baseline, Cruz open from 12, shot no. Rebound inside, Peters, putback is good. 3-2, Jacksonville leads it with 6:53 left in this opening quarter. Davis right side, top of the key. Down the left side of the paint, lost the handle on it. Kicks it out top, here's Maxwell, the freshman, the three, air ball. And it's out of bounds. Mountain Home student section, going to let him hear about that. So Mountain Home with the ball, looking to take their first lead of the ball game. 6:33 left opening period. Bombers down one. Here's the big man down low. Scoring off the glass is David Waymeyer. Jacksonville has nobody inside that can match up with the height of Waymeyer. And Mountain Home is on top now, 4-3. This is Hawkins out top. Down the right side of the paint, blocked by Dichi, made body contact, and is called for the foul. First on Dichi. First foul against Mountain Home. Braylon Hawkins at the free throw line to shoot a couple here for the Titans. First one is good. He'll have one more to his credit. Still have not heard the final score on the Jonesboro girls game. So as we do, we'll let you know. Second free throw by Hawkins is good. So Jacksonville on top now. 5-4 with 6:09 left in this first quarter. Pressure by the Titans. Cruz up ahead to Benton across the timeline. Now the Titans back into their half-court defense. Peters on the right wing for the Bombers. Benton left side now for Mountain Home. Peters out top, swings it to Cruz on the right elbow. Top of the key, it comes to Dichi. Looks in for Waymeyer. Cross-court pass goes to Peters. Launches a three. It won't go. And the rebound to the Titans. That's Hawkins. Hawkins quickly into the front court. Stop and go move to the baseline. Peters, good defense, stopped him and makes him kick it out. And Titans set up the half-court offense. Hawkins comes to get it now. Between the circles is Davis. Left side three from Kendrick. It will not go. Cruz, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. 5-4 Jacksonville. Here's Peters on the left side. High pass, and it takes him out of bounds as he tries to haul it in. Mountain Home turns it over for the first time this evening. 5:09 left opening quarter, 5-4. It's Jacksonville with the lead. Davis out top wants a three. It won't go. Cruz the rebound, his second board. Just under 5 minutes left opening period. Mountain Home down by one with the basketball. Dietschy works it down low for the two-handed dunk by Waymire. Boy, working that high-low post game that time very well. Dietschy catches him at the 15-foot mark. Dumps it down low to Waymire for the two-handed jam. A three at the other end by Hawkins. Won't go. Rebound Peters. Colton into the front court through a double team. Up ahead to Dietschy. Wrap around to Waymire. He'll score underneath. Timeout Jacksonville. 4:18 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home up 8-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
4:18 left in this opening quarter. The Bombers on top 8-5. Jacksonville coming out with their first timeout of the evening. 6 points already for David Waymire in the paint. I mentioned early, Jacksonville has nobody that can match up with him size-wise, and David dominating in the paint. Maxwell down the paint, the freshman. Nice spin move at the free throw line. Gets himself free, and he has his first points. 8-7, Mountain Home. Benson into the front court now for the Bombers. High post, it's Dietschy. Puts it on the floor, pulls up from 14. The shot is good. 10-7, Mountain Home with 3:41 left in this opening period. Martin, three out top for Jacksonville, won't go. Waymire with his first board of the night. Benson up ahead. They'll look back door to Cruz, right block, shot no, but there is a foul, and Cruz will go to the free throw line. The foul charged to Jordan Maxwell, his first foul against Jacksonville. Luke Cruz at the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is good. End of the ball game for Jacksonville. Joseph Phillips, a 6'5 junior. Martin comes out. Another free throw for Cruz. It won't go. The tip in by Dietschy is good. 13-7, Mountain Home. Brandon Deems is the acting head coach with Victor Joyner out. Clark Smith is the assistant for the Titans. Joyner, the longtime head coach. Here's a free throw line jumper, rolls around. It's good by Phillips. Jerry Wilson, of course, was a longtime coach before Victor. He's the AD now. Good crew down at Jacksonville. Some good folks. Here's Waymire inside, scoring off the glass. And again, Jacksonville, no answer for the big man inside. 15-9, Mountain Home with 2:39 left in this opening period. At the free throw line, Phillips. 16-footer, short, rebound, tipped. Mountain Home has it. Peters underneath. The Bombers now are out rebounded. Jacksonville 8-2. Peters out top. Free throw line. Dietschy lost the basketball. Take it away. Maxwell, the freshman, into the front court for the Titans. Ooh, NBA three-step drive. Charge is called. Talon Benton takes the charge. Maxwell picks up his second. Second foul against Jacksonville, their first turnover. Maxwell comes out, and Martin is back into the ballgame now for the Patriots. 15-9, Mountain Home with 2:08 left in the opening period. Benton between the circles with it. Lobs it inside. Tried to get the alley-oop to Waymire. Waymire picks it up after it hits the backboard. Cruz a three. It won't go. And the rebound underneath by Phillips for Jacksonville. Quickly into the front court. Martin, stop and go move. Takes it to the baseline. Kicks it into the paint now to Hawkins. Hawkins out top. Kendrick a three is good. His second three of the game. It's 15-12. Mountain Home leads it with 1:26 left in the opening period. High post, Dichi pass, knocked away, stolen away. Titans on the move. Hawkins up ahead, scores, and a foul. So the bucket's good. The foul is going to be on Talon Bitten. Check it. They're going to give it to Peters. Peters with his first. Team foul number two. Kendrick at the line. Chance for a three-point play. Ryan Maxwell, the 6'3 freshman, and the heralded Gerald Doakes, the 6'2 sophomore, into the ballgame now for the Titans. Free throw is good by Kendrick. Completes the three-point play. We've got a tie ball game, 15-15. 1:15 left in this first quarter. Up ahead, Peters attacks the basket. The shot, no. There was contact, no call. And the rebound by Maxwell underneath. That's Ryan Maxwell. Ryan up ahead, feeds it down low to Phillips. He scores, and Jacksonville has taken the lead in a timeout in Mountain Home. 17-15. Jacksonville leads it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 10 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
59 seconds left in the first quarter. It's been a back-and-forth affair, four lead changes, a couple of ties already. Jacksonville leads it right now, 17-15. To join us late, the Lady Bombers lost to Marion tonight. They'll be playing in the third-place game coming up on Saturday. Haven't heard from Jonesboro yet who won that girls' game. Jonesboro was up by 11 going into the fourth quarter. Here's a foul in the backcourt against Hardarius Martin. That's his first, team's third. Hunter Brashear is in the ballgame now for Mountain Home, the 6-foot junior. Peters. Out top it's Cruz. Back to Peters. Dietschy's on the bench right now. Baseline right. They'll work it inside to the big man, Waymire. He'll score. He's got 10. We're tied at 17. Titans quickly ahead. This is Martin into the front court. Between the circles with it is Dejon James, a sophomore, who's into the ball game. James wants a three, and he's got a three. Check it. That was Ryan Maxwell that hit the three. And Jacksonville leads it 20-17. Continuing with the full court pressure, Cruz into the front court, then falls down, loses the dribble. Has shot just inside half court at the end of the first is no good. Jacksonville has a 20-17 lead at the end of one. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list.